Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for our
welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, and I am the world's only happiness specialist. That's right. That's right. You found me. You found me. Now, who the hell am I? Well, happiness specialist. Well, nobody can be happy all the time. What's wrong with her? Listen, I don't know about you, but I've prioritized this thing called happiness. And when I say I prioritize it, I made it a commitment years and years and years ago. When you make a wish, when you're blowing out your candles, when you throw some money into a pond or you're making a wish, I always wish for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. Now, when I made that statement, I want to be happy, it's really interesting how the universe works. And you always get what you ask for. You always get what you ask for. And I was like everybody else, thinking that I was going to find happiness based on a relationship, based on money, based on my title, what about traveling, based on, you know, this is the new thing. You got to do something. You got to have something to look forward to. You got to have goals. I put a warning on this show. You got to have goals. You have to have intentions. You got to do something. Well, happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is the soup. I say happiness is the same as saying internal peace, having a state, being rooted in peace, being rooted in balance, being rooted in the same things, being that same person that you were born to be, that same little child, that same child that if you came up to a, you know, 1.5-year-old, 2-year-old, and you said, "Hey, the sky is falling, your house just burned down, your parents were just shot," that the baby is going to look at you and what? Getting back to who we are, getting back to our nature, getting back to who we were born to be, this peaceful energy being balanced. And I have to say, the only thing that stays, that stops it or stays in the way, or gets in the way of that peace, is the programming. And I talk about programming a lot. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is coming out next year. And it is a program. And this is a very, very special time. You know, this holiday season, Christmas season, New Year's season. And you hear the articles, you read the articles, you hear the stories. This is a time where people are depressed, time where people feel bad. Well, I have to say that it's not, you're not depressed because of of the season. You're depressed, you feel sad or melancholy because of the programming that you received, the programming that you received about Christmas. And I'm going to share with you because Christmas, oh my goodness, I had so many expectations, obligations, attachments to that Christmas holiday, to that Christmas day, December 25th, from a very, 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 very young little girl. I mean, Christmas was my favorite holiday. I bought into all of it. I believed in Santa Claus. I was upset. I think I was in grammar school when I found out there wasn't a Santa, and I didn't believe it. I came home, this girl told me there's no Santa. Listen, of course, yeah, I lived in a world, they call it Oz. I lived in Oz, and I believed in Santa Claus and the whole nine yards. And then after Santa Claus, you know, of course, you still have to do the same traditions. You got to get the tree. You got to buy gifts. You got to get, you know, new clothes. You got to go places for dinner. You got to connect with family, connect with loved ones. All of this behavior. And listen, hold on. I'm not saying that I'm against anything. I'm not making a judgment about it. I'm just saying I understand it. I understand because this Christmas for me went from being, you know, if I wasn't celebrating, if I didn't have plans for Christmas, if I didn't hook up with somebody on Christmas, if I didn't have, you know, family or friends or loved ones, boyfriends, Christmas, oh, Christmas, that, you have to. And for me, my evolution, my growing, my expanding from this Christmas is to get totally, totally, totally detached from celebrating Christmas. I'm just sharing my journey. Yours is maybe a lot different. And the beginning of that, well, the beginning of it started a long time ago when I went on this journey to how to experience more happiness, more peace in every moment. So let me share with you my definition of happiness. And my definition is to be able to feel at peace, relaxed, balanced, content, satisfied, to have that vibration of all of those vibrations of a balanced, satisfied, peaceful, content energy, regardless of what's happening in the outside world, regardless of what's happening. That Christmas day, that Christmas obligation was deep, 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 deep rooted inside of me, deep rooted. And the only way that I was able to, because for me, I have to shake all of the programming off. I got to find the programming, delete the programming, and keep it moving. find the programming, eliminate the programming, and keep it moving, because it is the programming that causes the suffering. It's the programming that causes the depression. It's the programming that causes the melancholy, the programming. So when you know that, it's just like programming a computer. When you know that, you can recognize what's making you feel a certain way, or what you think is making you feel a certain way. So I had to find the programming. And, of course, the universe always supplies me and you with everything. Everything's laid out. Everything is out in the open. Everything is just waiting for me to walk through a door, waiting for me to discover, waiting for me to accept and trust and surrender to this bigger plan. And sure enough, my son, my only son, went to school in New York. I live in California. Now he's living in New York. The first few months he went away. I think he went away. When did he leave? In summer. And the first holiday was Thanksgiving. And he came back for Thanksgiving. He actually surprised me and bought a plane ticket with my credit cards and surprised me for Thanksgiving. But after that, you know, we had a long discussion about this. You know, you got to be with mom on Thanksgiving. You got to be with your son on Thanksgiving. You got to be with your parents on Thanksgiving. You got to be all of these obligations, because obligations, expectations, and attachments, all of those behaviors, vibrations, all of that energy subtracts from your peace, subtracts from happiness. Now, I didn't know to what degree I was going to have to dissect all of this Christmas stuff that I had inside in every cell of my body. But it was a slow, slow process. So that first Christmas, you know, we spent Thanksgiving together, but the first Christmas, my son was in New York and I was in California, and it was odd. What is he, 19 years old? I don't even remember how old he was, 20 years old? No, he was older than that, 20, 21 years old, because he went to junior college first before he went to New York. 20 years old, 21 years old. The first Christmas that we weren't together, the first Christmas that we weren't physically together, I mean, it was a big adjustment. And then guess what happened? There were more holidays and more birthdays and more celebratory days, New Year's, July the 4th, 4th of July, all of these days that I was used to celebrating, spending it with my son, guess what? It wasn't happening anymore. I wasn't able to celebrate or spend those days with him. So what am I going to do? Be unhappy about it? Be sad about it? Wish that things were different? Wish that the moment was different? No, there had to be another solution. There had to be another answer. And this is about really digging deep, because what happened is, I don't know about you out there that have children, but sometimes these kids don't want to spend holidays with mom and or dad. And I know some parents that those kids better be at my house. I digress. No judgments here. But I had to get over, I had to find a place of peace that I can celebrate a Christmas or a holiday without any obligations or without any attachments. And it comes to the topic today, Christmas and happiness. You know, I'm just trying to throw out some ideas. What I want, actually, I don't even want that, but let me just, the universe stripped me of any wants and any desires. But what I want to share is, for my audience, just to sit and think a little bit, and just to be a little more conscious and be a little more aware of why you are behaving, or not why are you behaving, but why you celebrate and why you do the things that you do. You know, you look out in nature, from the planets to the stars to the animals, to the trees, to the ocean, to the weather, nothing is the same. Nothing stays the same. Everything is evolving, changing, moving. And so this notion that all people do the same thing on the same day for year and year and year in and year out and year in and year out, and they're doing the same thing. I remember telling one of my exercise students this week, I digress. One of my exercise students this week, you know, my son is going to come to visit, and I'm going to get my tree on Christmas Eve. You're going to get a tree on Christmas Eve? I put my tree up the day after Thanksgiving. So what I'm saying is, if you're doing the same thing year after year after year after year after year, are you consciously making these decisions, or are you robotically just following the program? Are you robotically just following a script? And when I say that, it's only to, you know, so just picture me standing in front of you, and I have one hand on your left shoulder and one hand on your right shoulder, and I'm facing you, and I'm very gently, very gently, very gently just shaking you up a little bit, just shaking you up. Because the question is this: what if you don't feel like doing anything on Christmas? What if you don't feel like shopping? What if you don't feel like spending with family? What if you don't feel like getting out of bed? What if you don't feel like it? Are you going to be okay? Are you going to be at peace? Are you going to be balanced if you make a different decision than you've always made? Adding to the people around you. What is your family going to do? What is your family going to say? What could they say? You know what, Mom? I don't feel like coming to dinner on Christmas. I'll see you and, you know, don't want to call you, don't want to see you, don't want to go to dinner. Would that be a problem? Would that be an issue? All obligations, all expectations, all attachments, and I'm using myself as an example, subtract from happiness. I was attached to that Christmas. I was attached to a certain way. I thought in Christmas I was supposed to feel a different way. And my challenge to you, my dear audience, is that it's not because of Christmas that you're feeling all warm and or joy to all. It's really coming from an inside place. Now, putting that Christmas label on it, or it is this Christmas is the reason why, you can put it on there, but it's never about anything external. And Christmas is something external. The holiday, the day, is an external. It's not an internal. Unless you say we have Christmas spirit internal, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying. So there is nothing external that is making you feel up or down or good or bad or warm or cold. But we sure do like to attach those feelings to a Christmas day or New Year's Day or some kind of day that we are, quote, supposed to celebrate. And I say this, challenge yourselves to celebrate every single moment, to have that feeling of open arms, of good wishes, warm wishes, whatever that Christmas spirit means to you. And some people don't even celebrate Christmas. So I'm not just talking about the people that celebrate Christmas. Whatever it is you celebrate, or maybe you don't celebrate anything. Speaking about not celebrating anything, oh, geez, I'm going to get off on a tangent. I've been watching that Leah Remini series about Scientology. If you haven't watched it, I think this is the third season, and it's Scientology and the Aftermath. It is a fascinating documentary. It is talking about the whole supposedly Scientology, religion, cult. It feels like a cult to me. And the interesting thing is it's another programming. Anytime you are forced to believe or made to believe something, following a herd, following a pack of people, and they're all supposed to be and do and believe the same thing and act the same way and respond the same way, and judge the same way, people, audience, run. Run. Run like the wind. Run away. Run away. This journey is a one-on-one relationship with you and that entity and that universe. You want to call it God. You want to call it universe. You want to call it spirit. You want to call it source. Whatever you want to call it, whatever higher power, whatever you want to call it, this journey is that is you and the relationship with that energy. It's a one-on-one. You and your universe. It is custom for you. That's why, you know, it's like anything else. We're all not going to fit the same shoes. And even if we do fit the same shoes, the feet might be wider at a certain place. The feet might, you know, we are as different as our fingerprints. Nobody has the same size foot with the same size toes, the same size arch, the same size narrowness, the width, the same size toenail. That's why it's so important for you to, it's not important. Listen, if you want to feel more at peace, it's very important for you to develop this relationship with the energy that created worlds, with the energy source, whatever you want to call it. It is a one-on-one. It's you. It's that mirror. It's you. It's the universe. And there is no other element. There is no other entity in that formula. It's you and the universe. And once you do add anything to it, including Christmas, you add no happiness, no spending time with family, no. And you might feel, I feel great. But what if, don't tell me that you haven't felt exhausted. This obligation to buy gifts and listen, I'm no Scrooge. No, I'm not. I enjoy the Christmas day. But Christmas has looked for me from not being able to be with my son, to being alone on Christmas, to purposely not having any plans on Christmas, to not doing anything on Christmas, and this is the key, to not do anything. One time I even turned my phone off. I turned my phone off on Christmas. To not having any plans, to not doing anything, the phone is off, but this is the key. Can you feel good about it? Can you feel balanced about it? Can you feel at peace with that? See, that is the secret. I am not poo-pooing thumbs down on Christmas, but I want my audience to be able to be at peace, whether it's Christmas or it's not Christmas, whether you are alone on Christmas or you're surrounded by people on Christmas, whether you have plans, whether you don't have plans, because it is never about the day. It is never about the significance of the day. It's all about what's going on internally. How would you feel if you weren't able to celebrate Christmas? See, that is a question that you can only answer yourself. What if you woke up and you missed Christmas, you slept through Christmas? See, I'm just really pushing and shoving down your throat. I want you to be able to determine and distinguish which is a program thought, which is a program behavior, which is a program way of living. I remember one Christmas when my father didn't get a tree, because he didn't want to spend $25 for a Christmas tree. Yeah, that was back in the day. And I woke up and there was no tree in the living room. And I still remember being traumatized by that. Now, some people, well, that's normal, the normal human being. No, it's not normal. It's not normal to allow a day or a label of a day or have expectations of a day to make me feel a certain way. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying not to enjoy Christmas, but I want you to distinguish that Christmas, the state of mind, the state of feeling, this being, can continue with every day. Now, some people, what if you say, some people might need to have the Christmas day to feel good. That's another program. And that is a relying on something outside of self. Am I making any sense? The number to talk to me live is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. I had to let go of being, I had to feel okay not celebrating, not seeing my son on Christmas. I had to feel okay not having, not being in a relationship, not seeing parents on Christmas. I had to feel okay with not having plans on Christmas. I had to feel okay spending it by myself. It took years and years and years and years for me to get to a place where the day of Christmas is just as celebrated as the day after Christmas, or the day after that, or the 3 days before Christmas. This quote, which is my favorite, Abraham, you can never have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about a journey. It is about a moment. Happiness is a practice skill. And when you practice to let go of all attachments, when you practice to let go of all obligations, when you practice to let go of any expectations, what if you're going to a Christmas dinner, you've gone to the Christmas dinner for the last 30 years, you're going to the same dinner, everybody exchanges gifts, and what if you don't get a gift that year? See, it's really letting go of obligation, attachments, expectations. And I'm telling you, left hands up in the air right now, you will enjoy life, including Christmas, day after, 2 weeks after, every single moment. Life will become richer, I don't like to use labels, become more satisfying. Okay, not become more satisfying. You will have that vibration of satisfaction. That's it. You will have that vibration, that energy of satisfaction on every single day. See, we're all energy, and we're all vibrating at a certain, you can tell your vibration. You can tell when your vibration is up. You can tell your vibration is low. You can tell when your vibration is happy, you're joyous, when your vibration is melancholy, where your vibration is irritated, where your vibration is annoyed, where your anger, all of it. All I'm saying is that vibration of feeling full and satisfied and balanced and content and peaceful is a vibration that you can feel in every single moment on any day, regardless of what man decides to label the day. Christmas has nothing to do with happiness, and happiness has nothing to do with Christmas. With that said, my wish for you, if I could stand there in front of you and give you a gift, it would be that feeling of knowing and trusting and letting go of all the programming that says that any moment there's something wrong, any moment there's something that needs to be judged, any moment there's something, oh, there's something wrong, oh, resisting any moment. My Christmas wish for you is to flow, surrender, trust, relax, and allow the and allow and accept all the moments, every single moment, as a perfect, perfect moment. What you practice, whatever you practice, is going to be in your future moments. What you practice in this moment carries on to the future moment. So practice surrendering, letting go, relaxing, and knowing that there is nothing that you need to do to be at peace or to feel peace. There is no particular day you need to celebrate to be at peace or to feel peace. And with that said, Merry Christmas. Enjoy the day. Enjoy all your days. And thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality. I am available. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am available for weekend retreats, for seminars, for talks. You can contact me at rlnsignature@gmail.com. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at rlnorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, just search YouTube for Rebecca Norrington or Reality Spirituality. You'll find a lot of my videos that I've done over the years. My first book, The Truth About Happiness, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and or Lulu. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime in 2019. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. Be kind. Be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. If you celebrate Christmas, have a wonderful Christmas, meaning have a conscious Christmas. How's that? Live when you are more conscious and more aware, you will feel more at peace. And the things that you practice that are going to add to your happiness, number one, making happiness your number one priority. You have to make a commitment that you want to be happier, you want to be at peace. Surrendering to whatever's happening in the moment, humbling your ego, being yourself, acceptance, living consciously, being okay with uncertainty, allowing, trusting, letting go, choosing your focus, staying out of other people's business, and practicing the behaviors that add to happiness and eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness. And the behaviors that subtract from happiness, obligation, attachments, and expectations. If you have any of those circling your Christmas day, just wait. You know what I'm saying. The bomb could drop. No obligations, no attachments, and no expectations. And with that, enjoy Christmas. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.